Let's check on your money now with registered investment advisor Terry Savage. It's a new year, and we're all trying to get organized, aren't we, Terry?
Absolutely, and we're coming off of what was a great year for everyone. I mean, boy, it was a year that was unexpected. There was no recession, though much discussed. The stock market ended, touching all-time highs. So investors were happy. Savers were happy. They can still get interest rates above 5.25% on safe T-bills. And there was nothing to complain about. So good time to get prepared. Draw a line under last year. What was the value of my account? How much did I owe at the end of the year and my credit cards? And start turning around and facing forward to a blank slate, really.
Apple shares are down this morning. How can that be? Every Apple store I passed in the last couple of weeks was jam-packed. What's going on here?
Yeah, I don't usually comment on individual stocks, but they've been fighting a bit of a fight about the new Apple Watch. They're trying to turn themselves into a healthcare company, but adjacent through the abilities of the new Apple Watch to monitor your heart and blood pressure and so forth. They ran into a snafu on that. And part of it, I think, is just a little bit of a natural reaction to the great run-up that a lot of tech stocks have had last year. But everybody knows I don't trade stocks. I've always said you don't have to beat the market, just be the market. And if you were able to just be the market by buying that S&P 500 fund in your 401k, you gained 24% last year. That's good. That's fine. I'll settle for that.
Talking about stocks and investments and 401ks, I know you and most financial advisors have always talked about just set it and forget it. Don't check it every 2 days. But I was reading an article about this in the Wall Street Journal, and somebody was saying that if the current environment persists, savers might want to take a more regular look at their investments. Do you agree with that? Has something changed?
No. There's something between checking it every 2 days and feeling richer when you're not going to be pulling that money out for 18 or 23 years or whatever it is, and between just forgetting it completely. So you have big gains if in that portion of your portfolio. So maybe this is a perfect time. Your January statement will come in, or you should probably be going to look online and saying, boy, there's a big bulge in my stock portfolio. Now, what do I do? Maybe you want to reallocate something because you're a year closer to retirement. And there's no history about whether double-digit years are followed by double-digit years, but the odds are a little bit slim. That doesn't mean you won't do well this year. So this is a good time to look around. The other thing is they've increased, and don't ask me the specific numbers, but they've increased the amount you can put into your 401k. So if you were already contributing the max, you want to make sure that you talk to the HR department and say, you know, take an extra $50 or $100 out of each paycheck for my 401k. And for sure, ask the HR department, am I contributing enough to get the full match from my company? Because that's free money. And so if I told you now, I'll give you a stock that'll double overnight. Well, if your company matches you dollar for dollar, it's like getting a stock that goes up, that doubles overnight.
Good advice. The inflation target rate, they say, is 2%. And at the rate it has been going down, don't you think it'll still be quite a while yet to get down to that level that everybody wants it to be at?
Well, Jerome Powell is hoping that it will happen very soon. The markets are predicting that inflation will come down because interest rates are falling. That's a sign they're willing to take. Buyers of debt, for example, are willing to take a slightly lower interest rate because they believe not only will the Fed not raise rates again, but we will of course be hearing all these talks about when will they cut? Will it be in March? Will it be in June? And that's like, you know, playing the tea leaves. The fact is inflation was running at 9% for a minute. It was running at 6% for a while. It's come down. We're a little over 3%. I'm sure the Fed's very happy with the direction. I know everybody out there is saying right now, because I know all your listeners, wait a minute. Nothing's coming down. Have you been to the grocery store? Mm-hmm. But the fact is, it's just not rising at such a dramatic pace. And in and of itself, the fact that inflation's not going up that much should be a little bit of breathing room in your budget. We don't want negative inflation. That would signal a real economic collapse.
How important is the fact that business investments are still low? Is that a predictor of anything?
There, if you wanted to go do a roundup of all the negative signs for the economy this year, you could find a bunch of them. Consumer confidence was one of them. It's turned around. Small business optimism is low. There are just a lot of signals out there. If you want to read the best newsletter, by the way, InvestTech, you can get a free copy of their latest issue, which gives you a list of all those signs in InvestTech.com. I've read his Jim Stack's newsletter for years and years and years. He's always got a handle. He's very concerned about some things in the economy. So if you want to worry, fine. But the fact is, if you can get your house in order going into the new year, if you can now, if everybody could sit down and make a list of what you owe on your credit cards and what the interest rates are and make a commitment to start paying them down. And all the people, this is a worry of mine, that bought on those things like Klarna and Afterpay, where you had four easy payments. It isn't a balance on your credit card. Interest isn't accruing. But all of a sudden, in the next few months, those payments are going to have to be made. List those too so you know when those are coming up. And then look forward to a year of more investing. And hopefully the Fed will guide us through to another, maybe not stellar year, but at least a calm year.
Lately, I've heard more than one person debate whether Zelle is better or Venmo is better. Is there one that's safer?
Well, Zelle is what's called a closed loop. Only the participating banks participate in Zelle. So it's a bank-to-bank transfer that's instantaneous. If, in fact, you're scammed, I have a new column up at terrysavage.com. Zelle has a better chance, you have a better chance if you notice it right away, of stopping the payout to the person who scammed you. So you will find out most scam artists are not using Zelle because it creates a little extra delay. I will tell you, with the billions of dollars lost to scams and frauds, here's a warning for the new year. You always thought the bank would make good if the money disappeared from your account. Be very careful. They're getting very tough. If even inadvertently you handed out your PIN, you clicked on a link, you gave access through confirming through a callback to someone who said, I'm from your bank or from the IRS and we need to confirm immediately because we think something's happened to you. Don't do any of those things. That means you, quote, participated and you won't get your money back from the banks. A final word for scams and frauds for this year. It's now happening through these instant links. It's even happening through QR codes sent to you to click on. And it's happening to calls that spoof the number. So it might say Chase Fraud Department on an 800 thing that shows up on your phone. Hang up and say, I'll call back the number on the back of my card. That's how you know that this is not a fraud because it's a growing problem.
Check it out, terrysavage.com. Got a money problem? Ask Terry, and hopefully you will not block my emails when I come up with these
questions. Your emails always rise to the top of my inbox, Bob. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Thank you, Terry.